Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. Cancer. It's a scary thought that we may get it someday. And yet up to 50% of people can get cancer, and it is one of the leading causes of death in the world. But for us as listeners, what do we do if we get diagnosed with cancer or someone that we love gets diagnosed with cancer? Well, one of our listeners from Kentucky, Lindsay, asked this very question. She writes, Dr. Puff, I've been thinking about cancer more since we have a neighbor who's fighting it right now, a 35-year-old with breast cancer. Lord have mercy. Have you done a podcast on what you would do if you were diagnosed with cancer? I've been thinking about what I would do if I found myself with that diagnosis. I'm asking questions like this. What would I change or do differently? What would stay the same? How would I choose to combat the cancer? I.e. alternative methods, chemo, radiation, etc. My friend said to me that fighting cancer is 50% mental. I imagine you would have a lot to say about that. Also, how do you integrate taking care of your spirit, your attitude, and your soul while you're taking care of your body? Thank you for considering these thoughts. Beth, Lindsay. Well, though I have made reference to getting cancer in other podcasts, I've never done a podcast on specifically getting cancer and how to deal with that. So that's what we're going to do today. What if we go to the doctor next week and he or she tells us we've been diagnosed with cancer or someone that we love, like our spouse or our children, have cancer? What do we do? Well, let's start with the specifics. First, there's two ways we may discover that we have cancer. One is we begin to hurt, our body aches, and we're wondering what's causing this. The normal things that we think would cause it, like an injury or a headache or whatever it may be, aren't seeming to be the correct answer. So we make an appointment to our doctor to find out what's wrong. And the second way we may discover that we have cancer is that we go to the doctor to get an exam, and he or she tells us that we have cancer. Well, in the first situation, where we don't know what's wrong, even there we can really add to our suffering. Because I do want to differentiate between pain and suffering. Pain is a physiological sensation that we are having that is causing us discomfort. Suffering is the mental stories we create about that pain. And they really are different. I mean, we can have pain and be actually quite fine with that. Think about athletes. They work out every day, and some days they really ache at the end of the day. And yet they choose every day to keep doing that and keep going forward, particularly professional athletes. Now, I know the response may be, but Dr. Puff, they're choosing that pain. What if the pain isn't something I'm choosing? Well, still, we don't know what it is. So until we find out what it is, we just make that appointment and we try to find out what it is. Now, sometimes we go to the doctor and they can't tell us what's wrong. Well, then we just live with the pain as best we can and realize there are lots of people around the world that live with pain that are fine. We can live with pain and be fine. Again, think of professional athletes. They live in a lot of pain, and they're fine. It's the mental stories we create about the pain, like, this isn't fair, what's wrong with me, am I going to die, this is horrible. That's what the suffering is. The suffering is the stories we create about the pain. We don't have to suffer just because we have pain. So let's start with that. First, we have to decide, what is this pain, and let's find out what it is. Let's make an appointment to the doctor and go find out. Well, let's say we get to the doctor and he or she tells us we have cancer. Okay, deep breath. Okay, now what? Then, if it's appropriate, at that appointment, we need to start gathering information. Our doctor may not be a specialist in this form of cancer that we have, so we're going to need to make some appointments and start gathering information. But here's the key point through all of this. If right now, we can't gather information, if we can't talk to someone about our cancer who has information relevant to it, then what we're going to do, we're just going to live. We're going to be present with what is. This is always the key. See, we suffer because we spend so much time focusing on things that may or may not happen. And in the process of doing that, living in the past, worried about what we missed out on, worried about the future, what we're going to miss out on, then we're not living right here and now. We probably all know people that have done this. They've been diagnosed with the disease. They may have lived 5, 10, 20 years longer, but they weren't living that entire time because they were so focused on the disease instead of living. The key of life is always this: is there anything I can do about this right now? Really, is there anything I can do about this right now? And if there isn't, then we live. We just live and love life. We're focused on what is right now, and we engage with that. And even with cancer, it really isn't going to be consuming. I mean, we may have to go through a treatment of radiation through chemotherapy, but even then, it's an appointment that we go to that we may spend the day at the hospital, and then we come home. Most of the time, we just live. Even when we're at the hospital and we're sitting there getting the radiation or chemotherapy, we can be listening to an audiobook, to this podcast. We can be having a conversation with our family and friends. There's so many things we can always be doing. But the key factor is what's happening right now. And even when there's pain, because, you know, with cancer, there may be pain. Most cancers have some form of pain. We don't have to give all our attention to that pain. I mean, mind you, the pain may be happening right now, and we'll take things to reduce that pain. But ultimately, think about the athlete. I think it's a good analogy. If we think about athletes who live with pain and they're fine with it, it's because it's a mental thing. When we create stories about pain, we suffer, but we don't have to suffer that much. I mean, of course, it's not fun to have physical pain. It's never fun, but we don't have to create stories about it. We breathe, and the pain passes with time, and then we go on to living. And even with the pain being there, we can still have a beautiful life. I mean, I shared another podcast how I used to do a lot of backpacking before I had my kids. And I would go like 10 miles a day carrying 70 pounds on my back. And I'm telling you, at the end of the day, I was in a lot of pain. But I loved doing it, being out in nature, away from civilization. It was so beautiful and peaceful, even with the pain. I remember once being in France. It's the first time I'd ever seen anyone play rugby. And there were a field of a bunch of guys. It was a Sunday, just regular guys playing rugby. And I looked, and every single guy had blood running down their knees. And they were choosing to do this sport, even though they were getting totally mutilated by playing the sport of rugby. So we choose things that cause us pain, and we're fine. So we have to be careful about creating stories about the pain. Yes, we will do things proactively to reduce the pain, but most of the pain becomes a problem when we create stories about it, when we suffer mentally, saying this shouldn't be happening, this shouldn't be happening. If it's happening, saying that is a little silly because it's happening. Now, what we do say, is there anything I can reduce it? If not, then I'm going to still enjoy my life. I'm going to still enjoy my life. We can be in pain and still be fine. We can, if we don't create stories. It's always going to boil down to that, not creating stories and living now. That's the key of dealing successfully with cancer. Is there anything I need to do right now? If not, then I just need to live and proactively have a beautiful life. Now, in regards to treatment, that's really up to us and our family. Remember, we're going to be doing some research, and in that research, we're going to find options. There's always options with cancer: alternative medicine options, chemotherapy, radiation, or doing nothing and just eating really healthy. I've seen everyone do everything you can think of when they get cancer, and it's a personal choice that we need to make. But I do think even if we choose just a strict medical tradition like chemotherapy and radiation, that we should consider doing things like eating well, exercising, yoga, things that are known to be very, very healthy in regards to fighting off cancer. I think if we proactively do things that we do and let the doctors do what they do, that's a pretty good combination. Now, we may not want to do what the doctor suggests because it will cause us more pain and it may not even help. That's really just a personal choice that we each have to make. But one thing we have to be careful of is blame. Blaming the choices that we made in the past. I mean, mind you, we may have smoked for 30 years and now we have lung cancer, but what good is it going to do us to blame ourselves? We can learn from our mistakes and say, well, maybe I need to quit smoking now, but mostly we just need to live again. Being stuck in the past isn't healthy either, as much as worrying about the future isn't healthy. Neither are good. We just need to live. And I do think when people get cancer, there can be a lot of blame. But guess what? We're all going to ultimately die. If it isn't of our heart, if it isn't cancer, it's going to be something. So we need to stop blaming. Sometimes people live to be 100. and sometimes people die in their 30s. I don't think it's healthy to blame. We can learn from other people that maybe smoke and say, oh, that's probably not a good thing to do. But if we smoke for 20, 30 years and now we have cancer, what good is it going to do us to blame ourselves? It isn't. It's just going to be mental suffering. We can look at it and say, now I'm going to work towards stopping. If we can, and even if we can't, we just live. We just live now. That's the key of life. Being stuck in the past, worrying about the future, they keep us from living now. So really, the key of this episode is learning to live well now, no matter what. Because here is the deepest truth of it all. We are all going to ultimately die. All of us are. If we really want to be happy, and it's very important to us, then one thing we have to come to terms with is our own mortality. We all are going to die. That is going to happen. None of us are going to escape that. Even if medicine comes up with something to keep us alive and we stop aging, sooner or later we're going to get in a car wreck. Something's going to happen to terminate our lives. We're not going to live forever. So, at least in this body. So given that, what do we do? Well, we see life then as a gift. Life is the most precious gift imaginable. It is so beautiful, but we tend to squander it because we're not living well. And this podcast is about living well. And we live well by getting back to the crux of this podcast, this one about cancer, is we live well now. We're not worried about the future. We're not blaming about the past. We're just living well now, no matter what's happening. And this is where cancer can be a gift. What I mean by that is, often when we get faced with a diagnosis of cancer, or we know someone who is facing cancer, we start reflecting on our own mortality. And by facing that, we acknowledge that, yes, I may die. I may die soon. We all are going to die ultimately. So how do I live well with facing death? And I think we live a lot better if we face death realistically throughout our lives. If we really thought this was the last 6 months we had, we would live well. We can all live well if we do that. We've all known people who have been diagnosed and given only a few months to live, and they'll tell us that it was the best time of their life because they really started living. Instead of worrying about things, they just lived. We can do that too. Mind you, not everyone that is facing death does it well. Many people don't. But let's be the one who does well. We do well because we realize that life isn't going to last forever. And if we face death each day, realizing this may be the last day that we have, we're going to live so much better and enjoy it so much more. I mean, we do need to plan for the future. We don't want to be frivolous, spend all our money, and live a life of not preparing for the future, because that has consequences. So it's more of a balance. It's a balance between, even if I'm diagnosed with cancer, I'm going to plan on living into an old, ripe age, and I'm going to prepare like this may be the last 6 months of my life. It's a good balance, as we all need to live. Yes, living for the future. Yes, living now. It's a balance. But mostly, even when we are preparing for the future, it doesn't take that much time. Mostly, we are just living. Living well now. Living one day at a time. Ultimately, living one breath at a time. Enjoying, really savoring the gift of life. And that can be the gift of cancer. I know it may sound funny, but cancer could be a gift to us if it helps us to start living in the now. If we get out of our head and stop worrying about the future or trying to hang on to something that isn't permanent. Nothing is guaranteed. We all could die tomorrow. We could. So given that, if we live well each day and it is our last breath, we will have lived a great life. And that's what we want to strive for. So let's say again, we are diagnosed with cancer and those fears kick in. Well, what we do is we say, okay, ask ourselves, is there anything I can do right now? If the answer is no, then let's just live. Let's engage with what's happening right now. It may be going for a walk with a dog. It may be watching a good show. It may be meditating. It may be listening to beautiful music. There is a plethora of things we can do in life that are beautiful. Let's do them. Let's eat our meals well. Let's enjoy our conversations well. let's engage with life well, just participating and being present and not so much in our heads. We spend so much time in our head that we're not living in the here and now. And we can have beautiful, gorgeous lives if we live here and now. So thank you for joining me on the Happiness Podcast. If you would like to learn more about the world of happiness and listen to other podcasts, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you are finding these helpful, and if you know someone who may have cancer, tell them about this podcast, because a lot of people don't know what to do when they get cancer and they struggle. Another way you can help people learn about this podcast is if you go to the Happiness Podcast page, you'll find there on the left-hand column a little G+ and a little Yelp. If you click on them, you can leave a review there, and that also helps people around the world learn about this podcast. So until next time, accept what is and really love what is.